Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. This is Michelle with the Angel Scoop, and I just want to welcome everybody and welcome some of you back, maybe. I have been a little bit absent for the last couple years. I'm not going to lie about it. But, you know, I got this really big nudge from my angels saying, you know what, Michelle, you really do help other people. And I work with the angelic realm, and that's how I resonate and vibe. That's my angel tribe is my vibe. So that's why I had that as my tagline tonight. And I'm just here to sort of, you know, recalibrate, get the show off and running. Like I said, it's been a little bit of time. So if I seem a little bit, you know, here and there, it's because I probably am, but that's okay because it all works out in the end. So just a little bit of background about me. For those of you who don't know me, I am an angel therapy practitioner, and I studied under Doreen Virtue and got certified about over 10 years ago in Kona, Hawaii. And it was just an amazing experience. And that's where I really cultivated my gift and found that I really do have a intimate, intuitive connection with the angels. And the reason I do this is because I'm really, really passionate about inspiring people, helping people to break through barriers, to see opportunities in their lives, and to open up minds. And work I've been doing the last few years, I've been working with a company, Best Life Coaching Society, and it's really specialized work, and it's really actually assisted me in my angel reading. So I actually integrate a coaching technique when I do readings, when I do real live readings. Tonight, I am offering, as I had posted, to help a few of you out there that would like a little bit of a reading. So, you know, it's not going to be a full comprehensive reading. Don't expect that. But we will touch on something that's going on in your life and hopefully something to assist you and to help you. So I am broadcasting from Denver, Colorado. It's just beautiful here. It's springtime in the Rockies. We've got some green leaves budding out, which I really love to see. Less and less snow, but we still got snow last night. And when I introduced you onto the show, I would really appreciate if you just say, you know, introduce yourself by your first name and where you're from. And, let's start with that. And let's see here. Also, I just wanted to make a mention that I am going to be reading from my angel tarot cards. This happens to be my favorite deck at this time. And Doreen Virtue also created this deck of cards. She has the most beautiful cards. And if any of you have not heard of her, Google her, Doreen Virtue, V-I-R-T-U-E. She's, you know, she's my trainer. And she's the one that really opened up my pathway into the angelic realm. And the way that I read is through my intuition. So I get messages, and that's why the show Angel Messages, they come through and they come fast. And it's not that I'm saying the information. I'm just channeling or transferring the information to you guys, all right? So when you're on the show as a listener, and perhaps you're not going to be a caller-inner, you're going to hear something maybe that will touch on your life, because a lot of times, what's going on in somebody's life around you is probably exactly what might be going on in your life. And so even though perhaps you're not getting a reading this evening, you will probably hear something somewhere in the information that resonates with you. All right. So without further ado, I am going to open up the lines, and I hope this works because I haven't done it in a long time, to 863. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, yeah. What's your name?
My name is Julia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Yay, Florida. Where in Florida?
Actually, toward the central area around Disney. I guess it's
nice.
Still considered central Florida. So, yeah.
Yay, Mickey Mouse Land.
Yes.
Is it the land of the happy?
You know, I I'm 54 and I still love going there. I haven't been in quite a while, but I don't know. There's just something about it. I still to this day love going. I'm like a big kid at heart when I go there.
That is so cool. I love that. And that just says a lot, you know. I mean, Walt Disney made a dream come true. And a lot of what I talk about on this show and in my readings is your dreams and to actually manifest your dreams. So I'm not really a talker or a, you know, procrastinator. I really get people really present and ready to move forward, because if you're not manifesting, you know, what's the use, right? It's no fun not to manifest. So with that, Joyce, what's on your mind? Anything that's current, or do you want me to just go for it?
Wow, that's a hard decision. I have something on my mind, but, you know, I think I'm going to let you go for it, because that way sometimes the angels, you know, need to hear something that we, you know. So, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, love it. Love your spontaneity. So the card that's coming up, and listen carefully because there's going to be just more than a little information in this. The card that comes up is the Hermit, and this is Archangel Raziel coming through. And what's coming through is to spend time in quiet meditation and self-discovery. Hang on a second here. And this card signals that you'd benefit from spending time alone, listening to your inner voice. Meditation is essential, as the path to enlightenment is an inner journey. And be silent and experience the joy that comes from seeking the truth of your own heart. Learn to feel comfortable in your own company. After all, there's a difference between being alone and being lonely, right?
Yeah.
And this card also signifies spiritual teaching. And you also have wisdom that you can impart onto others. I don't know if you know that or not, but you're definitely a very spiritual teacher. Are you following that path?
Not so much right now, but I feel like I've got a lot of changes going on in my life, so that could definitely be part of the change and the new, you know, the blossoming of what's to come.
That's right. You're spot on, Joyce. You are Joyce, right? I got that right?
Julia, yeah. Julia,
I'm sorry,
whatever.
Julia. Oh, gosh, I didn't want to go off. See, that's what I get for not writing the name down. Okay, I got the J. So Archangel Raziel offers sage advice to spiritual seekers, including guidance about esoteric concepts. And so what they're saying is to call upon Raziel to help you find the richness that comes from meditation, spending time alone, and contemplation. So what's coming up is that you have been in the midst of a lot of, I don't want to say commotion, but a lot of stirring, maybe is the better word. A lot of thoughts coming through, a lot of options, a lot of going on in other people's lives around you. And it does distract you, and I think that that's pretty typical of just about anybody. But what Archangel Raziel is saying is to go inward, to call upon him specifically, and to really listen for guidance. And, you know, it's time to pay attention to what your life's work is, Julia. It's time to live your purpose. So that's what's really coming forward, and it's really loud to me, is Julia's purpose. So if you don't know your purpose, you know, don't be upset, you know, just, and if you do know your purpose, great. And it's full speed ahead right now, because the planet needs you. You are a spiritual being. You are a spiritual teacher. You have a message to hear from you particularly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to it. I feel very spiritual, you know, in my heart, and I'm happy to help people. I mean, you know, whatever it is I can do to help somebody else, I'm happy to be there and to offer whatever, you know, however that comes out. You know, you never know what it is that's going to help someone, but I'm definitely on board with that. Yeah.
Great. And part of the work that I do and I incorporate into readings is subconscious release technique. And a lot of times what stops us, what always stops us from moving forward is our subconscious belief. And, you know, we can read all those spiritual books and self-help books and go to therapists and all sorts of stuff. But unless you release that block, that subconscious belief that has been ingrained in us from age 0 to 20, you really never will move forward. So my invitation to you is to really release, and what's coming up is that fear of failure, fear of risking. Like, again, people want to hear from you, particularly Julia. It keeps coming out of my mouth. It's not me, it's the angels, and they're screaming in a good way, like, yes, she really is, this is really real, this is true, this is right. And if they say you get stuck, don't just take your time in your meditation and be open to maybe a pathway that you can pursue. Mine is the angel realm. Perhaps yours is too. I don't know. But if you keep an open mind and, you know, thumb through magazines, look online, just explore your universe, you will find the right place to go. And it's really exciting what's ahead of you. And be patient with yourself. You know, it's okay if it doesn't jump forward at you right this second, right now, but it will. You'll know, because it'll just feel right, because there's a particular gift that you have that you can cultivate, because you already do help people. So there's a particular gift that you have to cultivate, and it's just cultivation. You just need to water it, fertilize it, study it, explore it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds cool. I'm not sure exactly what my gift is, but I like the idea that, you know, that I have something that's, you know, uniquely me. So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and the purpose for this mini reading is just that, to say, hey, wake up a little bit. You really do have a purpose here. And it's okay that you don't know. It's actually probably pretty, it'd be strange if you did know. I don't think you'd be calling in because you needed to hear this message.
Yeah.
So it's just to say, hey, you are a light worker.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You're leaving me with a smile on my face. So thank you for sharing your angel wisdom and guidance.
Yay.
Good.
I can feel your smile. Oh, thank you. And come back. Come back.
All right,
we love comebacks. I made a comeback, and you can too.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That was awesome. I bet some of you are out there in listener land going, gosh, maybe I need to dig out my gift. Because if you're on this show and listening to this show, chances are you are a light worker, and that's why this information resonates with you. I know whenever I would hear Doreen Virtue speak, live, when I just felt like I got it. It felt right, and that's how I knew. I followed my intuition, and it is about intuition. And just pay attention to those feelings deep inside yourself. This is really fun. I really miss doing this, and I'm so happy I can be of service. So here we go. I'm going to go into another caller. And please, again, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself by your first name and where you're calling in from. And welcome, area code 252. Hi.
Hi. My name is Harriet.
Hi. What was it again?
Harriet?
Uh-huh. Yeah? Welcome. Where are you from?
Virginia.
Oh, great. How's the weather?
Nice. Cool, but nice. You know, just a nice spring breeze, I guess. Yeah.
Yay, spring is here. Spring is sprung.
Yeah.
And April showers bring May flowers. And funny enough, I just pulled a card for you, and it's the Ten of Water. So there's a lot of something about what's going on in your life with water, okay? And the message here for you is a contented and rewarding family life, and your material and emotional needs are being met. You can kind of take a sigh of relief, you know what I mean? Like, like take a breath out and say, thank you.
Right.
Thank you. And
everything's...
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, everything right now is all, it's flowing. It's no real worries. It's flowing okay with the family life, so.
Yay. And that's exactly right, because water is flow, right? Don't you picture water is flowing? And
yes.
Everything is copacetic now, and that's exactly the message that they're giving you. And this card is really pretty. It's got mermaids and then, like, a little baby mermaid on the top of the water with its head sticking out. It's really cute.
Yeah,
and it's a really good time to just be grateful. You know, like, if you're in gratitude, did you know that you will bring more and more blessings into your life? So
yeah.
The more grateful you are, the more blessed you will be.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and I know that you have a grateful heart, right?
Yeah, I try to be. Yeah.
Yeah, just say thank you all the time, and more will be revealed to you, okay? And,
right.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a good, you're in a great place.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we loved hearing from you. And we've got the East
Thanks
Coast. I hope my
me.
Next caller is from another coastline.
Possibly.
It's
okay.
Okay.
Well, thank
we
you
don't
so
care.
Much.
Okay. Thanks for calling
right.
in. Bye, Harriet. All right.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. That was really awesome as well. So, yeah, it feels like, for her, it's divine flow. So, you know, a lot of times in life, we don't have to have an issue or a problem or a challenge. Sometimes it's just good to be on the grateful side. And gratitude is the most important factor in connecting to Source. If you want to connect to God, if you want to connect to your angels, start being grateful. Grateful for everything. Grateful that you're alive. Grateful for your car. Grateful for your home. Grateful that you have a roof over you. You know, grateful, 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 grateful. Matter of fact, I wake up in the morning, and one of the things I do is immediately go into gratitude when I'm in an alpha state. So when you just wake up, you're in an alpha state, and your mind is very susceptible to your thoughts. So if you're thinking gratitude thoughts, imagine that your day is going to start off on the right foot, as well as your week, as well as your year, as well as your lifetime. So you can't really ever have too much gratitude. Just a little side note there. Love talking about gratitude. All right, so let's see. We've got a few more minutes here. I'm going to bring on another caller. Again, if you just wouldn't mind introducing yourself by name, first name, and where you're from. Welcome to the call, to the show, area code 856.
Hi, this is Laura. I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. I'm New Jersey.
Yeah.
Hi, Laura.
Thanks
How are you?
Call. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
It feels good to be back, huh?
Yeah, it really does. It's funny because I went to one. You know what those meetup groups are out there when you do those social meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Business groups. Yeah, I went there, and the woman that was conducting the meeting, the guest speaker, she was a spiritual business coach, and I sort of think that's what I am as well. You know, I don't just do readings, but as I said earlier, I integrate coaching so people can manifest what they want in their life along with, you know, their angel. And she told me after the meeting, she goes, you know, Michelle, I guess I had mentioned to her that I was an angel reader, and she said, you know, you might want to dust that little gift off and come back. You know what?
Yeah.
I paid attention. I paid attention to my universe, and that's important to do because I listen, and as soon as I hear something that resonates, I move forward. So that would hopefully help other people. That's what this is all about, inspiration. So, yeah. Anything specific going on you want to chat about, or are you just open to hearing what the angels have to say to you?
I'm open to hearing what the angels have to say to me.
Okay. You have a sweet voice, Laura.
Okay.
What do you do,
Thank
Laura?
You. I develop training and training programs, and sometimes I train them. But usually I'm developing them.
Wow. So are you on the IT side more, or?
Sometimes actually it could be. It could be either or. It just depends on what the job requires. I could do IT or, you know, change management, performance development, all that stuff. That's all part of it.
Very cool. Well, I just drew a card for you, and the message, and this is super cool, an exciting new opportunity, career advancement, change your life now. Is there something in the woodwork that's coming through, or are you aware of something, a new opportunity?
Well, it's weird because I'm on a contract, but my manager's kind of holding me back deliberately. But the stakeholders that I'm doing the projects for, they're giving me all kinds of praise and compliments, and they send that to me in emails, and I forward it on to her. So I would think that she would be, you know, doing everything she can to prevent me, but she's doing the exact opposite. So there's a part of me that was thinking maybe I should be looking elsewhere for another contract. But in the meantime, a lot is happening with our upper leadership. A lot of people are moving on. I'm working on a big project now that might be put on hold, or because the manager he's moving on as well. So there's a part of me that thinks that I might have an opportunity to finally shine with this opportunity with all these people shifting and moving on and stuff. Maybe I'll have a bigger role to play.
Yay, I'm feeling it too for you, and I feel like you don't have to go and look. You just need to keep a very clear, strong intention and to really be present to your awesomeness and to really allow, like really release any block that your light should shine, because you already shine. Just you are to go full on, girl. And
it will come to you. But I don't understand what's going on with the manager, why that's happening. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
That is just no big deal. You're paying way too much attention to it. You're giving it way too much energy. You need to not look behind you or to the side of you. You need to look up and ahead. Because that is one of your lessons. You need not pay attention to that energy. That energy is just a stumbling block, and don't let it have any more power than what you just said, and let it go. Because that person does not control your life. You are in control of your life.
Okay.
And the people in your world at your business that are recognizing you, they're recognizing you. You need to listen to them.
Right. Yeah. It's hard though because it's the manager that hired me into the contract. That is, you know, she has say over not whether or not I continue on and get extended and everything, unless I get promoted somehow. She's been doing.
Okay, so here's the message for you. Here's the message for you.
Right.
You get tangled up in the details. You get tangled up in the small. This is small because you're going big. You'll look back on this and go, oh, okay, I get it. It's okay what's going on. Just ignore it. Just push it aside. Do not give it any more energy. You've given it way too much already, and even talking about it and keep talking the story about it brings more energy to it. And it doesn't fuel you for taking that launch, which you are about to take, and that's the first thing that came out of your mouth tonight. You didn't say, hey, well, I have this manager. She's holding me back. She's this. No. You spoke about the opportunities and the recognition, and people are applauding you and people are recognizing you, right?
Right, yeah.
That's
right.
What, now, nobody's going to say it's easy to keep focused on the star, on the moon, but that's your job right now. And as long as you keep your focus ahead and release all negative energies all the time, release, 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 breathe in and breathe out, breathe it away, and you will see that you will move forward and nothing can be in your way. No person, no circumstance, nothing. You are bigger and more powerful than me. Yeah. And don't remember this call, because you're going to go home tomorrow back to work, and most likely human nature is to go and get tangled up again. You have to go to the bathroom, excuse yourself, and recalibrate, girlfriend.
I'll listen
and
into
you might have
the,
to do it all day long.
The blog.
What was that?
I'll listen into the archives and play it over and over again. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Or you can just call and get another reading. Ha!
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah,
but
the nice
this
part
should
of
all be happening soon. You think it's going to be soon, Michelle?
Oh, we can't go. That's too much. You had your 5 minutes. But I will say.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, can I get a little more in there? No, you can't. Because I'm gonna take one more person before I actually close out the call. But, yeah, you guys can find me on Facebook under Michelle Renee Hyken, H-Y-K-E-N. I haven't made a business page or anything official or a website. That stuff is just way too savvy, social media. I'm gonna figure it out. But at this time, I'm just doing the basics. And at least I'm on Blog Talk. That's pretty savvy, huh? So, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
and on your page, you need to put your website and everything, or your email. You need to include that in here.
Okay.
Right
oh,
here
thank
on
you
Blog
for that.
Talk.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, so thank you for that. I know I need to do a lot of things. But see, I'm not going to get tangled up in the little things because, you know, it's just too little. It will all come into place. You know, this is good. This is all good.
Thanks, Michelle.
And Laura, I just wish you the best, and I wish I could hear back from you down the road to see what happened, because I know good things are in store for you. Okay, hon?
Okay, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Okay,
good
sounds
night.
Great. Have a great evening.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye. Yay. That was awesome. Laura's on to bigger and better things. Okay, we're just ready. We're just going to have time for one little tiny reading. So I'm just going to welcome caller with area code 928. And hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Delfina.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Elfina.
I'm sorry, can you make it speak a little bit clearer?
Elfina.
Hi, Elfina. So what the angels are saying to you is you need to utilize your creativity. Do you have an artistic gift?
Yes.
Was that a yay or a nay?
Yes.
Okay. So if you focus a little bit more on that, that is going to rev up your engines for your whole life. Just really put some more energy, pour in some more energy into your wonderful artistic expression. Okay?
That's it.
That's it. We're coming to the close, and this show's going to end, and that's it for now. If you need more, you know where to go.
I actually had a specific question, but I guess never mind. So, all right.
Have a great night. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming in tonight, and I hope to hear you soon. And it was a pleasure to be of service, and thank you once again for taking the time. Good night.